You're listening to WAER News at WAER.org and NPR One. I'm Katie Sokoski. A Syracuse University neighborhood landlord who's been the target of tenant protests for unsafe living conditions and poor maintenance says he's turned his operation around. WAER's Scott Willis reports on how pressuring a landlord might get results, but also poses an inherent risk.
I recently joined Ravi Saluja for a tour of some of his properties.
So we're at 303 Lexington Avenue.
He's the president of Syracuse Quality Living, or SQL.
Moved in, I'm very happy, no issues in any apartment. Everything is good, right?
Yeah, I'm totally satisfied.
We visited more than a half dozen of his properties, and all of them appeared to be in good condition. Tenants said they were happy. Saluja owns more than 50 homes on the outskirts of the university neighborhood, renting to mainly graduate, PhD, and international students. But about 2 years ago, some of those students began publicly complaining about rodent and insect infestations, structural problems, sewage backups, lack of heat, and other serious habitability issues that weren't being addressed. Saluja admits they fell behind on maintenance and that tenant pressure forced change.
Whenever something comes about, you realize what went wrong and you accept your mistakes and then you correct it. That's what, as a businessman, I did. And that did lead to our making a lot of changes.
That includes a texting system for maintenance requests.
The maintenance team gets it. I get a copy. It gets logged into our maintenance logbook. The maintenance staff comes in every morning. They pick up whatever issues came in the night before. And within 24 to 48 hours, all issues are addressed.
There's also a 24-hour emergency response service for more urgent issues. SQL Leasing Director Stephanie Haynes-Brown says the system is far better than tracking phone calls and emails, which lacked efficiency and accountability.
A maintenance slip would be sent to one of the crew on the maintenance team, and then that was it. There was no follow-up, so we just assumed that everything was taken care of when, in fact, it wasn't. And then we would get a notification from a student 6 weeks later that it wasn't done, and we were shocked.
Now she says there are more checks and balances, along with a professional maintenance team. Saluja typically buys up distressed properties, slowly renovates them, and rents them at a lower price point as an alternative to the new, higher-priced, large student housing complexes.
We're growing very slowly, organically. We're not expanding, overexpanding, because now is not the market. We've got all these new buildings come up that is our competition. We are in no expansion mode. We want to control what we have, manage what we have, and improve our existing properties.
Saluja says property upgrades combined with better service seem to be paying off. Renewal rates are up 33% from last year, which he says translates to happier tenants and less turnover. Former SQL tenants say they're pleased to hear Saluja acknowledge his mistakes. Organizer Michael Kelly with Syracuse Tenants United credits the students for bringing about the improvements, if there are any.
We remain skeptical of any kind of massive turnaround. We have conducted some outreach at properties, and we've spoken with tenants, some of whom are still afraid to come forward. Last I checked, there are still 18 open code violations, one of which goes back to March of this year. So I think there are still issues with the properties.
SU grad student Benice Simone Simmons first moved to Syracuse in the summer of 2016. She says she signed an online lease for an SQL apartment, sight unseen, based on the company's website and positive online reviews. Simmons got out of her lease the following March due to uninhabitable conditions. She knows of a tenant who rented with the company during and after the tenants organized, and hears there are still problems.
This particular tenant continues to experience maintenance issues with SQL, management issues with SQL. So I don't think it's fair to say that all tenants are, you know, safe.
But publicly calling out a landlord isn't for everyone and carries an inherent risk. After all, they're living in a property owned by the person they're protesting. Fellow former SQL tenant Susima Warakun says there's more at stake for some renters.
We would canvass in an apartment homes where there would be families and like young children running around. And one of the first comments that, you know, the parents would say is like, I got kids. I can't be out on the street protesting, or I don't want to go up against the landlord. I have to think about my family.
It's important for them to know that they don't deserve to live in terrible conditions.
Scott Willis, WAER News.
For more on this and other local news stories, you can visit our website, WAER.org.